is Chris Paul from the TJMS, running through the top stories in roughly 60 seconds with the Morning Minute. Donald Trump has accepted the invitation of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for a face-to-face meeting. Trump is now the first U.S. president to allow a North Korean leader to gain legitimacy on the world stage. But Trump is obviously desperate not to end the nuclear threat of a rogue nation, nor is he desperate to prove himself a deal maker. Trump is desperate to change the conversation away from the porn star that's suing him. And you better believe he'll get a warmer reception from a murderous dictator than he's getting at home from Melania. And Donald Trump's military parade has been scheduled for Veterans Day, November 11th. Attila the Orange has been longing for a Hitler-esque style parade to let the world see our military saluting him as he squats on his throne. And now he's going to get one. But because of the damage they would do to D.C. streets, there will be no tanks. And that's exactly what the Pentagon should have said to Trump's parade request. No tanks. Caitlyn Jenner took her earrings off, put her hair in a scrunchie, and blasted Donald Trump, saying that this current administration has been the worst on trans issues. But hold on, Miss Caitlyn, you supported Donald Trump and endorsed Donald Trump and voted for Donald Trump. And now you want to cry foul because Trump is who everyone told you he is? That Caitlyn Jenner's got some balls. I'm Chris Paul, and this was the Morning Mist.